Amongst the many halachas of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us how to treat a ger, in this context meaning a stranger, a foreigner who comes to live amongst you. The Torah says, "Veger lo soinet velo sil chatzena." Two halachas. You can't taunt him with words, as Rashi explains, velo sil chatzena, and you can't oppress him with actions. You can't steal or be inappropriate with him. So two halachas of how to treat the stranger in your midst. And if the Torah would have simply stopped right there, we would have said, okay, that's the halacha. You have to be careful for the stranger who comes in. He doesn't know what's going on. You can't oppress him. You can't taunt him. End of story. But the Torah then adds a reason that doesn't seem to be necessary for this halacha. The Torah says, why can't you oppress or taunt the stranger? Because you were strangers in Mitzrayim. When you got there, you were a stranger. As the Ramban asks, what's the relevant? If the halacha is you're not allowed to oppress or taunt a stranger, that's the halacha. What difference does it make? Because I was a stranger in Mitzrayim, and if we weren't in Mitzrayim, then I would be allowed to taunt them. Then I would be allowed to oppress them. It doesn't make a difference that I was in Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah add that as the reason? So the Ramban quotes Rashi, which he will quote not approvingly. Rashi understands. The Ramban often, it's just an interesting dynamic when you learn the Ramban throughout the year, how he often works through the Rashis. But in any case, Rashi says, the reason why the Torah adds, because you were a stranger, it's a warning to you. Be careful, the Torah is saying, as Rashi understands, if you taunt this stranger, he will then taunt you, as Rashi says. Because his language is, im ho niso, if you will taunt him, afu yochol hanoscha, he'll say the same thing to you. V'lo malach. You came from Gerim. You were also strangers. That which you have your own blemish, don't go pointing it out to everybody else. We were all descended from strangers out of Mitzrayim. So how are you going to walk around and say, you're a stranger, you're a stranger? We were also strangers. That's how Rashi understands the additional line. The Ramban prefers the following interpretation, a beautiful understanding and insight. The Ramban says, what's the relevance that we were in Mitzrayim? And the Ramban says, the Torah is telling you, don't taunt him and don't oppress him. And I know what you're thinking, why you would think you can. And I know what you're thinking, why you would think you're going to get away with it. Because you're going to say, he's a stranger. Who's going to come to protect him? Who's going to come to stand up for this guy? He doesn't have anyone here. He doesn't have a network. He doesn't have any family. Therefore, says the Ramban, v'tachshov she'ein lo matzil miyotcha, you think he doesn't have anyone to save him? Did you forget what happened to you in Mitzrayim when you didn't have anyone to save you? When you were the one who were oppressed and had no one to call out? V'ra'isi yasalachatz. I saw what was happening to you in Mitzrayim. V'asisi b'hem nakam. I took vengeance against those that oppressed the stranger, those that oppressed those who cannot defend themselves. Ki ani ro'eh dim'as ha'ashukim, says the Ramban. Hashem says, I see the tears of the oppressed. I see those who have no one to save them. Miyad oishkehem va'ani matzil kol adam miyad chazak mimenu. I save those from those who cannot overpower on their own those who are oppressing them. So when I say to you, don't oppress the ger, don't taunt him and don't cause him trouble, and you think, well, who's going to stop me? Hashem says, remember what happened to you in Mitzrayim? I'll do the same for that ger against you if you think that you're going to do that. Says the Ramban, that's why we see also similar prohibition when it comes to an almana and a yosom, the widow and the orphan. Ki eshma tza'akasam, the Ramban says, I'll hear their cry, shekol eila einam boitchem benafsham. All of these people, the ger, the almana, the yosom, they can't rely on anyone. They rely on me, Hashem says. And since they rely on me, you can bet when they call out to me, I will come and save them. And if you're the one who's oppressing them, it's going to be on you that I will take out my wrath. This, the Ramban says, explains later in the parasha, the Torah is again going to warn us not to oppress the ger, and add again, V'atem yedatem es nefesh ha-ger, ki ger ma'isim. You know the soul. You know what it's like to be a ger. The Ramban says, yedatem ki kol ger nasho shvalo. You know this, the soul, the feeling of the ger is he feels oppressed, he feels weakened, he feels under a burden. V'hu ne'enach v'tzach, he groans and he calls out, v'einov tamid el Hashem. His eyes are only towards Hashem. And therefore Hashem says, I will have mercy on him like I had mercy on you. And remember, the Ramban here then quotes an idea which he said several times we've seen earlier. I had mercy on you in Mitzrayim when you called out to me. You didn't deserve it. You didn't have the schuyos. You didn't have the merits. But when you called out, I had rachamim on you and took you out of Mitzrayim, and therefore I tell you, don't afflict or taunt the ger, because you were in that position. When you called out to me, I answered, and when he calls out to me, I will answer them as well.